Hi, I'm Kristen. Welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, October 2nd, 2022. Let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, you ask us to have faith in you, but you know that faith is a gift. It's a gift that you give to us. We can't do it on our own strength. We can only cooperate with the gift that you give. And so, Lord, we ask you to increase our faith. Increase our faith by your power and give us the grace to cooperate with it so that it might grow big and strong and get us through many difficult times. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Have you ever prayed for something that you really, really wanted and you didn't get it? That has definitely happened to me probably many times in my life. But most recently, I think back to a time a few years ago. My family was going through something really, really hard. We had a very sick baby and we were working really hard to help him be healthy. And we saw lots of doctors and nurses. We saw some of the best doctors and nurses, honestly, in the world. And there was only so much they could do to help us. It was really exhausting and it was really discouraging and stressful. And I probably prayed more than I've ever prayed before during that time. I would spend hours every day praying and I would beg the Lord over and over and over to heal our son and make all of the hard stuff go away. I wanted a quick response from God. I wanted quick healing. I wanted a situation kind of like what Jesus describes in the gospel for this Sunday, where I could just say to the sickness, like a mulberry tree, but in this case, it's sickness, be uprooted, go away, leave us alone and be gone. I wanted that to happen and I wanted it to happen now. But healing did not happen immediately. It did eventually come, but it was way slower and way harder than I ever could have imagined. And when all of that was happening, there was a temptation for me to think that maybe God didn't hear me, that maybe he was too far away, too distant to hear my prayers, that he wasn't close enough. I was shouting, but he couldn't hear me. And other times there was a temptation to think that maybe he was hearing me, but he just didn't care, that maybe he had more important things to do or to think about, that I was too unimportant, and that he didn't care. And then there were other times when the temptation was to think, well, maybe God just isn't powerful enough to heal our son. I mean, if all the best doctors and nurses in Baltimore and some of the very best doctors and nurses in the whole world can't help us, well, maybe God just can't help us either. Maybe he would love to help us if he could, but he's just not powerful enough. And other times, I was tempted to think that maybe the healing wasn't coming because I just didn't have enough faith. I didn't actually believe that God could help us. I felt like the person in the first reading who was crying out to God, "How long must I suffer, O Lord? How long, O Lord? I cry to you for help, but you do not listen." And all of those temptations I mentioned, all of them kind of came in and out of my head probably every single day for like 2 years. But all of them were wrong, every single one. I did not understand what the Lord was doing during that hard time, but that does not mean that he was doing nothing. It felt like he was doing nothing, but that's not what was happening at all. Having faith in God does not mean that everything in my life is going to make sense. And it doesn't mean that everything in your life is going to make sense either. Having faith does not mean that everything is going to be easy. It does not mean that every time we pray, we're going to get what we want automatically. God is not like Santa Claus, right? We don't get to just like tell him our list of demands and then expect him to just give them to us. No, God is God, and we are not. We can understand him a lot. There's a lot that we can know and understand about God, but we will never understand him entirely. He's so much bigger than we are. And our small brains, they can only do so much. And that's where faith comes in. Faith takes over when our own brains, our own understanding has reached their limit. Having faith means that I trust that God is good, even if I can't see the good happening right now. Having faith means that I trust that God is powerful, even if I don't know what he's doing. It means that I trust that he will be good and he will be powerful in my real life, not just for other people, not just in the past, but here and now in my life, even if it doesn't come in the way I want or expect it to, and even if it doesn't come as quickly as I want or expect it to. As it turns out, God was using those very hard years in my life to actually increase my faith, to root me more deeply in trusting that he was good instead of experiencing that he was good. He was increasing not my understanding of his goodness, right? Like my ability to say, oh, look, I see it. It's good. It makes sense. No, he was increasing my ability to trust that he is good and to trust that he is powerful. I wanted him to uproot the hard things in my way, just like the person with the faith of a mustard seed. I wanted to be able to say, be uprooted, go away, hard things, let's be done with you forever. But no, instead, he gave me the grace to keep asking, to keep begging, to keep coming back to him because nobody else could help us. And eventually, that mulberry tree, that sickness was uprooted. He assures us through the prophet Habakkuk in the first reading, be patient. My help will surely come. Wait for it. It will not be late. It might be later than you want, but it will not be late. I know things that you do not know. I see things that you do not see. It will be exactly what you need when you need it, even if it doesn't look like that in the moment. My faith in God is stronger now because I went through a hard time and I had to wait for him to answer my prayers. God is always up to something, and he is always good, even if we have to wait for it. This week, I encourage you to do something particular. Faith is a gift that comes from the Lord, and so he gives it and he grows it. Ask him to grow your faith by helping you remember specific times and situations where he was good and powerful and loving to you in the past. The same God who has been good and powerful and loving consistently in the past is going to be good and powerful and loving now and in the future. Ask God to help you remember and realize so that when temptation comes and tries to make you think that, oh, wow, what I want isn't coming immediately or it's not coming the way I want, God must not be good or he must not hear me or he must not be powerful. When that temptation comes, hopefully, if you're able to remember how good and powerful and loving he's been in the past, you will be rooted in the truth so that your faith can grow out of that, so that it can be rooted in what you do know and understand, but it can grow beyond what you understand. Lord, give us faith, even as small as a mustard seed, so that it can take root and grow big and be strong and powerful in our lives. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. This episode of Enkindle is brought to you by The One Best Thing, the new interactive book and multimedia series from the team at Ablaze Family Ministries. It will help each person in your family and in your parish family to encounter and respond to Jesus. You can order your copy and learn more by going to ablazefamily.org/onebestthing.